Iran tells leftist rioters, "The world is standing with you." By Francis Martel on June 1, 2020. Iran's foreign ministry issued a statement of support to violent rioters burning down homes and businesses throughout the United States this weekend, asserting on Monday, "The world is standing with you." "The world has got hurt your outcry over the state oppression," ministry spokesman Sayed Abbas Mousavi said at his regular briefing on Monday. "The world is standing with you. The American regime is pursuing violence and bullying at home and abroad. We are greatly regretful to see, along with people across the world, the violent scenes the U.S. police have recently unfolded. We deeply regret to see the American people, who peacefully seek respect and no more violence, are suppressed indiscriminately and met with utmost violence." Mousavi continued, demanding police stop violence against your people and let them breathe. Elsewhere, the Iranian Foreign Ministry posted a statement online claiming falsely that vicious dogs were attacking peaceful Americans on city streets, citing a remark by President Donald Trump claiming that said dogs would greet anyone breaching the White House fencing. "There is no evidence of widespread use of police dogs during the current round of arson and looting this weekend. Failed, sick, to keep its promise of stopping wasting money. Sick, on foreign adventurism and embattled in a COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, crisis of its own making. U.S. regime now employs army, vicious dogs and ominous weapons to intimidate protesters," the ministry said, adding the U.S. should listen to its people and change its bankrupt policies. Neither statement distinguished peaceful protesters from rioters and looters or referenced the damage caused. The statements were a response to arson and looting throughout the United States, allegedly a response to the killing of George Floyd, a black U.S. citizen from Minnesota, at the hands of local police. "Floyd was unarmed and police have not offered a reasonable justification for the use of lethal force." While several cities in the country saw peaceful protests this weekend, including some in which police officers participated, most of the protests disintegrated into riots resulting in the widespread destruction of homes and businesses. Much of the destruction occurred in underprivileged communities the rioters claimed to be rising up in defense of. Various rogue states around the world have condemned the killing of George Floyd. The Russian Foreign Ministry, for example, issued a statement calling his killing far from the first in a series of manifestations of lawlessness and unjustified violence by the law enforcement officers in the United States. In China, the foreign ministry has been less enthusiastic than Iran or Russia in supporting the riots, given the current unrest in Hong Kong. Instead, state media have compared the peaceful pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong to the riots throughout America by radical left-wing agitators, using the situation to condemn U.S. support for Hong Kong. Iran has also endured years of ongoing protests against the radical Islamic regime. Unlike in America, Iranian terrorist forces have violently repressed protesters, among them those demanding the economic boom they were promised during the Obama administration and women simply asking to leave their homes showing their hair legally. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif joined the chorus of regime mouthpieces recalling American support for pro-democracy protests in Iran on Twitter this weekend. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also attempted to make this point, using a racial slur against black people in a tweet allegedly supporting them. Iran is currently facing yet another crisis, this time one of the deadliest outbreaks of Chinese coronavirus in the world. Iranian officials claim to have documented 154,445 cases of Chinese coronavirus and nearly 8,000 deaths. Dissident groups say the real death toll is closer to 50,000, which, if true, would mean Iran has one of the highest death tolls on earth in the pandemic. Iran's regime has insisted that they have engaged in one of the world's most successful coronavirus responses. "Our country's statistics and figures, as well as the economic fallout of coronavirus, are comparable to developed countries of the world," President Hassan Rouhani claimed on Sunday. "Today, after having fought this dangerous virus for 100 days, during which our health sector and the entire nation did a great job, we see acceptable conditions in terms of containing the pandemic." The regime also claims that its terrorist organization, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, is working on developing a coronavirus vaccine, despite no evidence existing that epidemiologists or medical experts form part of the jihadist outfit. Tehran has offered no significant updates on the IRGC vaccine since March. The National Council of Resistance of Iran, NCRI, the largest dissident organization in the country, documented evidence of nationwide protests in the country this weekend in response to growing shortages of basic needs in the country, including food and water. The organization said protests occurred in 5 villages and cities in the country on Friday and Saturday. Intelligence agents also reportedly engaged in raids, arresting suspected dissidents as young as 16 years old. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.